Special thanks to Bullish and Mount Pleasant High School. Welcome, listeners, to the Bullish Podcast. I am your host, Sadiq Alexander. Stay tuned in to learn more and so we can get this passing grade. Cursey, Mr. Cavada. Today's graphic designers will be Miss Yamina and Miss Marissa.
I'm Marissa.
And I'm Yamina, and we hope you enjoy our podcast.
And thank you for watching and having us here today.
Today's topic, that marvelous invention. Gutenberg created the printing press with paper, oil-based ink, and a wine press. Before we talk about that marvelous invention, let's talk about the history of writing. Writing originally came from the Sumerians, the Egyptians, and the Chinese people. They started writing in clay when they discovered the alphabet, so they made letters, or what they would call, quote-unquote, hieroglyphs. Yamina, what three cultures developed writing styles independent of all others?
The three cultures that developed writing independently are Mesopotamia, China, and Egypt.
And Miss Marissa, what alphabet is the basis for the letter we use today?
The alphabet most used today and is the basis for the letter we use today is the Latin alphabet and will continue to be that way for centuries.
Very well done. Without Gutenberg, we would not have a printer. But on the bright side, if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have to do as much homework. We would like to thank our sponsor, Bullish. And remember to use the Bullish as your next typeface due to our supremacy in creating podcasts. Thank you, Mount Pleasant High School, for letting the students be active in multimedia classes to improve their digital skills. Thank you, Cardinals. Thank you, Mount Pleasant faculty. Keep striving, and we will see you soon. Now, back to Bullish with Yamina and Marissa. But first, I have one question. Miss Yamina, what did Gutenberg invent, and when and where was he from?
Johannes Gutenberg was born June 24, 1400s in Mainz, Germany. He invented the printing press.
How did his invention change the world?
This invention changed the world because it contributed to the spread of new ideas in science, philosophy, and religion rapidly. It also was a key in the Renaissance.
Miss Yamina, do you prefer black and white or color printing?
I personally prefer black and white because it gives me that classic feel, and I love stuff like that.
Hey, I like that. Black and white. Well, I would love to know about the third phase of printing, but unfortunately, time has expired. Thank you for listening to Bullish Podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with US. Find us on iTunes, Twitter, and Instagram
at AYV with us.
Woo!